Hello and greetings, everyone. It's time for the Church of God radio broadcast. This ministry is coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. On behalf of Pastor Roger Decker, this is Fred Barrows thanking you for the opportunity of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Hopefully you will see that God truly loves and cares about you. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring us an important message from God's Word.
I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews 10, verse 25 and 26. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. My message this morning deals with the subject, the willful sin of missing church. I like what the psalmist had to say about the house of God, four different places. First of all, in Psalms 27:4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. Again, in Psalms 55:14, we took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. Psalms 84:10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Then in Psalms 122 and verse number 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's a good attitude to have. We ought to always be glad when it's time to come to the house of God. Amen. The attendance really should be the same on Sunday night and Wednesday night as it is on Sunday morning. So in the church of God, we hold the position that church attendance is not optional. It's a command in the Word of God. The Bible and common sense teach us that church attendance is not just a smart thing to do, but you know what? It's the necessary thing to do. When Jesus appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus, he didn't say, hey, Saul, why are you persecuting the church? No, he said, why are you persecuting me? He so identifies with the church that as an attack on his people is an attack on him. So could Jesus be saying, not only why are you avoiding my church, but why are you avoiding me? I'd just like to give you some reasons this morning why we ought to go to church. Well, it's because that's what the Bible says we ought to do. The Word of God says, not the forsaking of the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And so he goes right on. He does not change the subject. And he says, for if we sin willfully, after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. I think every Christian is obligated to attend every service unless something unforeseen keeps them from coming to the house of God. Amen. Many people are lukewarm in their feelings toward the church, and therefore they are lukewarm in their association to Jesus Christ. Friend, if we are serious about Christ, then, my friend, we should be serious about doing what God said to do. And God tells me in the Word, don't neglect the assembling. Some say, well, I'm just going to listen to it later on. Friend, there's a difference in listening and being in the house of God and having fellowship with the people of God. Somebody said, I'm afraid of COVID. Well, maybe you are, and I'm not criticizing you, and I'm not finding fault, but it's a funny thing to me that people's afraid to come to church, but they can go everywhere else. They go out to eat, they go to Walmart, but they can't come to the house of God. I'm like David. I'm glad, thank God, when it's time to go to the house of God. Have you ever noticed with some people how long an hour in church is, but how short an hour is when they're watching their favorite program on television? Amen. It just goes by so fast. You know why? Because that's where their heart is. How thrilling it is when the ball game goes into extra innings, but when the preacher preaches 5 minutes too late, they get all upset. Did you know that most people who have fallen away from going to church have done so because, not that they were let down, not that they were hurt, but because they gradually started missing services until they finally saw it too difficult to go to the house of God altogether. Friend, do you want something from God? If your wife is bad sick, if your husband's bad sick, if one of your children become very ill, if you become very ill, if there's a tragedy that takes place, do you want God's attention? Do you want God to listen to you? Do you want God to move on your behalf? What if God said, I'm too busy right now? How would that make you feel? Amen. That'd make you feel pretty bad. Well, that's the way we are. Amen. We are neglectful many times about the house of God because we got something else to do that's more important. Let me tell you, there's nothing more important than being in the house of God. Amen. And so I just believe it's that way. Amen. I believe this will stand when the world's on fire. Amen. After all, God loved us enough that he sacrificed his own son for us. And friend, the least we can do is sacrifice the time to come to the house of God. God has given us another command also in Matthew the 6th chapter and verse number 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's put God first. I think we all have said, I just don't have time to do everything that I need to do. Well, even though we may have said that, that's a false statement. We may not have time to do everything that we want to do, but you do have time to do everything that you need to do, and going to church is something that all of us need to do on a regular basis. Do you use the same excuses, amen, on Sunday night and Sunday morning, Wednesday night, as you do on Monday? Yeah, I'd like to see you call your boss and say, I'm not going to be able to come to work this morning because I got company. I'm not going to be able to come to work. I'm just tired. I'm not going to be able to come to work because I'm too busy today. I'm not going to be able to come to work. I decided to go to the lake. I'm not going to be able to come. I'm going to go fishing. I'm not going to be able to come to work because I'm going to go hunting today. I'm not going to be able to come to work because I'm going to go shopping. No, friend, that wouldn't work very long. Amen. You'd not have a job if you had an attitude like that. Amen. You know what? A person has a real problem when they're not being faithful to the house of God. And you know what the problem is? It's a basic heart problem. So parents, you are building a positive or a negative expected attitude towards church attendance and worship in your children. Your children's watching you. What kind of attitude are you building in their lives? Some may ask, but what if my kids don't want to go to church? Well, let me ask it another way, friend, and I'll let you answer it yourself. If your child needs to go to the dentist and they say, I'm not going, what do? You say, you're going to the dentist, whether you want to or not. And if your child gets up on Monday morning and says, I'm not going to school this morning, what do? If they're not sick, you say, no, you are going to school, right? It ought to be the same way about the house of God. Kids do not always know what's best for them. That's why God gave them a mom.
That's why God gave him a dad, to let him know this is what is important. So then, why is it such a problem to tell your kids they're going to church with you, whether they want to or not? Some think that this will harm them spiritually. No, I'll tell you what will harm them spiritually is to leave them at home by themselves on the computer with a bunch of ungodliness that they're getting involved in. Our kids are putting up a fuss about going to church because it could be they've picked up bad vibes from their parents and they heard their parents talking about the people in the church and talking about the pastor and talking against the message, and the children can see the hypocrisy in their mom, they can see their hypocrisy in their dad, and it's no wonder they don't want to go to the house of God. Amen. You need church. Why do I need to go to church? Somebody said, well, I know I need to be there on Sunday night. I know I ought to go on Wednesday night. I know I ought to go to camp meeting. I know I ought to go to revival. But if you know you ought to go, then it's sin not to go. For him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Why should we go to church? I'll tell you why. It's because we need fellowship. I need fellowship. You need fellowship. Amen. Regardless of our spiritual strength, friend, when the devil isolates us, that's what the devil's trying to do. Amen. Isolate people. Amen. And when the devil isolates you, you know what? You are an easy prey for the devil. Knowing this, why is fellowship always the last item on many people's agenda? Fellowship is a matter of life and death, spiritually speaking. Fellowship tills the soil of indifference and cultivates the soil of expectancy. Fellowship destroys the seeds of selfishness. Much of our spiritual strength is a result of our nourishment received from the root of fellowship. How can I hear and how can I bear my brother's burdens, my sister's burdens, if I don't foster and cultivate a healthy relationship with my neighbor? God has commissioned each of us to encourage one another. How are we going to encourage one another? Sitting at home. Consequently, forsaking the church assemblies is usually the forerunner of apostasy. Why do I need to go to church? Because going there will encourage your pastor. It will encourage others. And when you don't go, it discourages them. Why should I go to church? Because it'll help you understand the Bible. Amen. You go to Sunday school, you hear the word of God taught, and then you get up and your pastor, thank God for Brother Decker. Amen. He's a God-given pastor. And you know what the Bible says about that? In Jeremiah 3:15, he says, I will give you pastors according to my heart. Thank God. He's a pastor after God's own heart. And what does he do? He said he will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And when our pastor gets in the pulpit, we receive knowledge and understanding. Why should I go to church? Friend, you're likely to hear and be encouraged by answered prayer. Thank God when somebody gets up and says, God heard my prayer. Why should I go to church? Because you'll be able to give praise reports and share the stories of how God is working in your life. Isn't that encouraging on Wednesday night when to hear people get up here many times and give encouraging stories how God has moved in their lives? Why should I go to church? Because you'll be able to worship with other like-minded people. The people of the world are not like-minded to me anymore. Amen. I tell you, why should I go to church? Because it's good to have your views and your opinions challenged, because you might have the wrong opinion about something. And the preaching of the word of God challenges what we believe, amen, challenges our opinions. And when we find out what we believe is not according to the word of God, and the pastor makes it clear, we ought to move up, measure up, walk in the light as God is in the light. Well, why do I need to go to church? Because we all need regular reminders of our position in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's why the Bible says in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 1, this is the second epistle, "Beloved, I now write unto you, both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." Even though you know the truth, friend, you need your pure mind stirred up by a way of remembrance. Well, why should I go to church? Because it helps you be in the world, but not of the world, amen? The Bible says in John 15 and verse number 19, "You were not of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Thank God we're in this world. We're to be in the world. We're to be a light of the world, but we're not to be of the world. John 17 and verse number 14 says, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Jesus himself tells us in St. John the 17th chapter, verse number 15, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil that's in the world." Verse 16, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." John 18:36, Jesus answered and said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Why do I need to go to church? Because I'm hungry. Because I need to be fed. That's why you need to be in the house of God. Amen. Job said in the 23rd chapter, verse number 12, "Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed his words more than my necessary foods." When we hear the sermons, when we hear the Sunday school lesson, we get fed the word of God. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Amen. We live by the word of God. The house of God's where you get strength to go out here and fight the fight of faith. You remove a fish from the water, he may flop around on the shore for a little while, but ultimately that fish is gonna die. You remove a coal from the fireplace, it might glow for a while, but ultimately it dies. Remove a Christian from the assembly of other Christians, you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. They die. I've been living long enough. I've watched these folks that said I can be just as good as Christian at home. You're a liar. You can't be just as good as Christian at home. You need the house of God. Amen. And you know, friend, you got a problem if you don't want to be in church. Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Friend, if we're where we ought to be with God, there's going to be a hungering. There's going to be a thirsting down inside for the things of God. Let me ask you, how is your spiritual appetite? Do you have a genuine hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for the word of God? As the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby." We take our necessary food in three times a day. How often do we take in the word of God? Our growth is dependent upon our diets. Amen. And so likewise, if you feed yourself the word of God, if you'll be faithful to the house of God and listen to the messages and apply them to your lives, you will grow spiritually. And more you feed upon the word of God, the more you will grow. And so, of course, friend, if you do not feed yourself the word of God, you won't do much growing spiritually speaking. And those who do not attend regularly end up with spiritual malnutrition, and that leaves them targets for temptation, targets for sin. Friend, I don't look at church attendance as a duty, it's a desire. I had it ever since I got saved. When I was 18 years old, God gave me a desire. Thank God all these years, I've never lost my desire, my hunger and thirst for righteousness. Acts 20 and verse number 28 says, take heed unto yourselves and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God. To feed what church? The church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. After all, he's the bread of life. He's the water of life. Amen. The duty and the charge of our text is not to forsake the assembling of ourselves as some do. The Christian assemblies are the life and the food and the nourishment of our souls. Why do I need to go to church? Because gathering strengthens your faith. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Someone said, I'm weak in faith. Well, have you been faithful to the house of God? You know what going to church does? It promotes stability in your life. Amen. Why go to church? Friend, it'll help increase your ability to cope with the trials of life. And friend, we're going to have trials. We're going to have temptations. But being faithful to the house of God helps you cope. Simply put, God has commanded that we gather together and build each other up. And we cannot do that if we do not come together. By going to church faithfully, it helps us build ourselves up in Christ while allowing us to build up others around us also. Why go to church? Because it helps you to know what you are to believe. God wants us to know the truth, to come to the knowledge of the truth. It'll help you to know what you're supposed to stand for and what you're supposed to stand against. And it will allow you to be disciplined, mentored, and pastored. Everybody needs a pastor. I don't care who you are and how long you've been saved. You need a pastor. Ephesians 4 and verse number 11 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. What for? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved, you need some perfecting. You need a pastor to preach to you. Amen. The word of God is for the perfecting of the saints. And so the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. We need doctrine. Amen. For reproof. You know what? Every once in a while, we need reproof when we get out of line. Amen. For correction. Sometimes God's people needs correction. And for instruction. We need instruction. That's why the Bible gives us pastors. That's why we got the word of God, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, why do I need to go to church? You know why I like to go to church? Because Jesus goes to church. I like to be with Jesus. He goes. Matthew 18, verse number 24, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst. Why I go to church? It'll help the process of sanctification. Sanctification is not a one-time deal. It's a process. And coming to church, being faithful to the house of God, helps that process. If you come to church, you're likely to learn something about God, the Bible, and yourself. The growth of the fruit of the Spirit is more likely if you come to the house of God. Why do I go to church? I want to be found faithful on that last day. Matthew 25, 21, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many. I noticed this in Luke 4, 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. That word custom means a long established habit. An action that a person has repeated so often that it does it naturally without thinking. That described Jesus. It was his custom to go to the house of God. Many times we lose sight of Jesus and the consciousness of his presence. Like Joseph and Mary, when they couldn't find him, they went to search for him. Where'd they find him? In the temple. In John 6, after feeding the 5,000, they went seeking for Jesus. They're trying to find him. He disappeared. Where did they find him? That's right. They found him in the synagogue. If Jesus thought it was important to go to church, it's much more important for me and you to go to church. If you love Jesus like you should, then it'll be your custom to be in service when these doors are open. A church is no stronger than the collective strength of its members. Simply put, church members are like the links in a chain. If there's a weak or missing link, it has an impact on the entire chain. Are you that missing link? Are your actions having a detrimental impact upon the assembly? If so, you need to get back in a right relationship with God. And when you do, we won't be able to keep you out of here with sticks. You'll be here. We come to the place of repentance and full surrender to God. Backsliding begins by missing church.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those sound words of admonition. Hopefully, you will take this message to heart. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you is our prayer.